11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, live from the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookville, which again, we only have 48 minutes left of the show.
No, we have an hour. It's 11 o'clock hour. By the way, we found out, we did a little research while you've been gone. Since you've been gone, it's not you.
On the late start of the clock?
Yeah, it's not you.
Shockingly, we discovered that. Yeah.
I don't normally like pointing the finger at myself, but I think I might. It might, as Morgan Wallen said, I might be part of the problem.
That's not what he said.
Was the name of his album?
Kind of.
You're the problem?
I'm the problem.
That's what I literally just said.
You said I might be part of the problem.
Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Yeah. Hey, you're also the star.
No, I
make the show what it is.
I don't want to give you grief about stuff if it's not fair. Now, when I'm gone, I'd like a report back where you're at on the beginning of hours.
Well, we're replacing you tomorrow with Bulaga.
He's part of the problem, too.
I learned about a couple of songs on that album.
Bulaga, you got to cut him off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, I don't feel like you got
to
cut me off.
He's like, Matt, I to him, when he fills in for you as the cousin sub of the day,
sure.
is like Matt LaFleur is to me with my questions now. He's now started to just interrupt them.
Yeah.
We got to get our own Bulaga shot clock and just be like,
all right. I could sit and talk about the clock all day.
Could you?
But do we think that Giannis has dropped, dare I say, breadcrumbs?
Uh-oh.
That he is.
Isn't it? I just find this so ironic.
Don't you think?
Giannis has signed extension after extension with the Bucks. Nikola Jokic with the Nuggets, you couldn't draw more close parallels. Denver's obviously a bigger market, but kind of very similar. They both have won a championship, both European players that have been awesome and have basically just been the community that they've lived. And yet nobody has said, well, Jokic, why don't you try Jokic? Everything is about Giannis, which I get.
You are right about
whatever.
That.
Jokic turns down his extension, which, by the way, is a smart move financially for him. And nobody is doing this. Giannis has said over and over, and he's done, all of these things of, well, he's not going anywhere. Now, could he still go somewhere? Absolutely he could. But he has not said or done anything. And all of the ramblings of the NBA national insiders continue to find different avenues to get him out of Milwaukee, which I don't think is fair.
I don't understand why they do that.
Clicks. What are you talking about? You don't understand.
Yeah, the NBA offseason.
They want to get him in a bigger market. He is a big star.
But I don't think he's won a title here. People talk about him. He's got his shoe. He's got all kinds of endorsements.
They don't like Milwaukee. It is what it is.
Right.
The national media don't want to come here. They don't want to have to talk about Milwaukee. And that's part of the deal.
But you're not really talking about Milwaukee. You're talking about Giannis, who's a multi-MVP.
Because, Jason, if Giannis isn't in Milwaukee, are any of the national folks covering Milwaukee at all?
No.
The answer is no.
But it's not about you.
Oh, come on, dude. How long have you been in the media, man?
Well,
there's a lot
of media. It's not about me.
Come on now. There's a lot of stuff about you. And media likes themselves from themselves. It's just the reality.
I think there's a lot of things you can say about me. I don't make my job about me.
Your name's on the show.
I think in general.
Just so people know who they're listening to.
I think in general I agree with you, but everybody's got biases and everybody's.
I definitely have biases. But
you were rooting against the Packers to go to a Super Bowl so you can go propose to your wife. Like, so don't give me the, well, it's not about me. No, there is stuff. And
well,
does that cloud your.
To be in the NFC Championship.
Does that cloud
game?
Your coverage?
No. I don't think it did.
I don't know.
I mean, I didn't write an overjoyed game story that you lost to the Giants.
No, but my point is, when you're looking at it, that is why Milwaukee folks are frustrated because
there should be that narrative. Because you're right. It exists. Because even, because then the story pivots, and I want to play this from the podcaster that, or the YouTube influencer that. Riley's going to explain to me who it is that I've reached that point.
Is that
point,
Mr.
My
Beast?
Age.
Is that the big YouTube influencer?
But, yeah, but that's not him. That this is
okay.
Different
but,
guy.
But my
I thought
point
he
is,
was him.
Is now that all the cards start to be playing toward, oh, he's staying in Milwaukee, now it is, now that you're right about how the narrative is, now it's, well, but will it last? Or have they done enough? Like, it's almost like, okay, it looks like he's staying, so now we have to have another version of the angle of him leaving.
Okay.
And that irritates me. Speaking of which, all right, Riley, tell me about this YouTuber influencer who had Giannis on his YouTube program that we're going to hear a clip from.
Yeah, so this guy is iShowSpeed. He's a YouTuber.
Is that his real name?
Online personality. No, his real name is Darren Jason Watkins Jr.
I'd change it
too. DJW.
Yeah, so he's a big streamer. He started with gaming.
You don't hear Jason as a middle name. Yeah. Often.
Okay.
Also a huge fan of Cristiano Ronaldo, and now he's
Has
sort
he had
of
him on the show.
I don't think so, but I know he's sort of made. I don't know. He's made content recently talking with.
All right, here's the deal.
How do you achieve YouTube greatness?
Okay, I don't care. Let's hear Giannis' thing. Like, it's great that he's a YouTube influencer.
Well, we got to know who he's talking
to.
We
just went, and I don't know anything more about him than I just did.
Giannis talked to Kay Adams. Giannis talked to Brian Windhorst. Giannis talked to Speed.
Okay. I show Speed and Giannis. Here's what Giannis said to him.
New York tax is bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people tried to convince me. Tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no.
No.
So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. We'll see.
Oh. There it is.
Don't love the we'll see. I thought there was I love Milwaukee in there, too. That's what I saw on Twitter.
Yeah. We'll see.
I ain't gonna lie. That's not the reaffirmation I was hoping for.
Well, he didn't say no.
Probably.
He didn't.
Probably.
He didn't say. He didn't just say we'll see.
Oh, boy.
He said probably.
I gotta say, I show speed didn't show me much there.
He asked the question. You got an answer.
That's one of the greats of our industry right now.
That answer doesn't give me a lot. That doesn't help me.
Yeah, I was hoping for more.
No, I saw on the Twitter feed, it said, probably I love Milwaukee. That was what I saw, and that's what I thought was, well, that's good news. And then I hear this, and I'm thinking, well, that ain't good news. That doesn't sound good.
Riley, was there more to that?
Replay that, Riley.
That was the entire clip. I'll play it again.
New York tax is bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people have tried to convince me. Tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no.
No.
So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. Probably. We'll see.
A lot of times I'll tell my kids, "Hey, you want to get a dog?" I'll say, "Yeah, we'll see.
Probably.
We ain't getting a dog."
You don't say probably first, though. You just say, "Yeah, we'll see about that."
I said we've had more thoughts lately, but
you never say probably.
That is, I think that's not great.
All right, so what, Riley? What? How did Wendy react to this? Because Wendy is part of that.
Going to San Antonio.
Say anything else about Wendy?
No, I love Wendy. What are you talking about? I'm a Wendy guy.
Yes, you are.
Literally.
Wendy, something or nothing?
For first of all, congrats to that individual who was with him. I'm sorry, I don't know who it was. I couldn't see real well. For asking the question that a lot of us want to know, okay? And so, thing about it is that he didn't give a definitive answer, and I'm certainly not going to analyze something he said seaside in Greece. But what I will say is the we'll see, that is essentially what there's about 5 or 6 NBA teams banking on, the we'll see. And I know it sounds trivial, but for years, Giannis was completely locked in. Him saying we'll see backs up what Shams has been saying this entire summer, which is that he might be more open-minded than he was in the past. And I would say the same thing. Probably Milwaukee, but we'll see. And now I can quote Giannis on that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, attaboy, Speed.
The three of us have been convinced that this is a nothing burger all off season. I think we're going to be right. But when you heard that cut, and I think, Riley, I know we've had some people text us that there's a longer cut that does fit with the Twitter feed that we've seen about I love Milwaukee. But even with that, there's still this. Do we feel any differently? Because I do. I have not a lot more doubt, but a smidgey of more doubt than what I had before.
Would you like to do a smidgey on a digi about your doubt or your lack thereof?
I don't. No.
Okay.
The Coors Light from the Friggy.
That was a reach, but still a good one.
I might be going to Bemidji. I might be going up to Bemidji to do that.
Oh, nice. That's
Thank
actually
you.
That was all right. Game over. May I say something?
I'm being told by multiple sources that he does say
he
I
does
love
say
Milwaukee.
I love Milwaukee. Everybody is saying he does.
So I think
really?
That tells you more. That tells you more about Get Up then, because that is the only part they played on Get Up. I cut that directly from their show clip. They didn't play anymore.
I want to be clear. I defended you, Riley. I sent you that clip from ESPN.com.
Yeah.
So that's not on you. Jesse, the floor is yours.
So we didn't hear him say I love Milwaukee. He does say I love Milwaukee, but I think we already all know he loves Milwaukee. He's said that many times over the last
like you love Muskego.
Yeah.
But not McGuanago.
What's the reason that Giannis wouldn't just say yes? Is there something contractual? Is there a meeting that he needs to have when he gets back from being overseas where he would come back?
It's a great question.
There's a reason
really
to say
question.
Like, because if he says probably first, and you can tell like, he hasn't been asked the question yet, so he's asked the question for the first time. He says probably. That's his initial answer. Then he says we'll see is kind of like the follow-up. Like he's adding something like he knows.
And then apparently
should,
after that, I love Milwaukee.
He knows he should still keep it open-ended. There must be a reason that he knows he should still keep it open-ended, even though he seems to know his gut instinct is probably he's coming back. So I don't know what that is. If
it's
there's
great question,
a conversation
Jesse.
About a contract, if there's you know restructuring, if it's examining what the roster looks like, there must be a reason beyond you know just what the roster is, I guess, coming back and seeing what the Bucks have done to this point with the Dame move and Miles Turner, all that stuff. Like there's got to be a reason that he would still follow up with.
Tausch, is it just that you don't paint yourself into a – you don't say anything absolute until you it's absolute?
If you ask that question to Jordan Love, he's going to say, yeah, I love it here. I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You ask – you could start looking around the NBA. You could ask a bunch of different guys, and they're going to say, no, this is where I want to be.
I mean –
Now, the NBA is different, but Giannis, and the part that is troubling is he has never – I don't feel like he's ever went down this avenue. And your question is why? He's under contract. Mm-hmm. If he wants to be traded and wants it, he would have his representative. You'd hear it from Wendy and from Shams and from everybody else. Yeah, he loves Milwaukee. We know that. I don't feel better listening to that clip in its entirety than I did before. Like, it gives me more doubt than I did before I came here to the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin experience. Why do that at all if you're content where you're at? Now, the only explanation I'd give is to keep pushing.
Keep pressure
but
on the organization.
This is kind of – the cake is baked. They went and did their big plays. He knows that they signed Miles Turner, not Evan. He knows that they brought in Harris. I think Harris is like the guard.
Gary Harris. Jericho Sims is back.
He kind of knows where this team is. Bobby got re-signed.
Bobby's back.
So
Ryan Rollins.
Rollins
so
is
what,
back.
No, he's now. He's an old.
His favorite player.
So
Tree Rollins.
Gary
so why
back.
Is so why would he do that? Because is it to make one last big splash in order to bring it around?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an answer for it. And this, for as much as this is probably a nothing burger, it's definitely not the confident vibe that I would hope to hear, even though the odds would still tell you when it gets to be September, he's going to be playing for the Bucks. He's going to be starting training camp early October with the Bucks. Mm-hmm. But this little clip doesn't help me feel that way.
No.
Does anybody listen to that say, oh, baby, that is awesome?
No. Yeah,
he loves Milwaukee.
Not convincing.
I mean, I'm not as, you know.
No, but is it – do you feel more doubt?
You are.
Do you feel more doubt after this than you did prior to it?
I don't.
I don't feel more doubts. I don't feel more confidence either, though.
So like, it's one
and,
or the
and,
other.
And, no, I'm in the exact same spot. And my point is that it was sold to me in the alert from ESPN on my phone that I was going to feel better, and I don't feel better.
Yeah,
that's
thought,
the problem I had.
I saw the initial yes. Twitter. It's I love Milwaukee, and I'm thinking – yeah.
Yeah, giddy
but
up.
But then I hear this, and it's like, well, nope. That's not really the context
correct.
Of what I was expecting.
I couldn't agree with you more. Well, we will apparently continue to go through this process until he finally – I mean, he is under contract.
Doesn't mean anything.
I understand, okay. But it's not over until he comes out and says, I will not be asking to be traded from the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
Or whatever it looks like, right? Because sure. I don't know. If he's under contract, doesn't matter, then he at some point he is going to have to say, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to stay here.
Huh.
And probably it's not that.
I'll tell you one thing.
We'll see.
I hope that signing Russell Westbrook is not in the equation. That I hope.
I think we'll be all right. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know. I don't know.
He is our NBA insider, yeah. At least of the three of us. He's also the spokesman for Kohler Services, which...
Oh, we got something fun planned on Monday.
I know you do.
I'm very, very excited.
Demolition Man.
I'm not 100%
so
sure.
So you're going on this, though. I'm not, but you are.
No, he's not. Tausch is on his own.
There's no food.
One. Wait.
There ain't going to be any food there.
You're sending him all... going by yourself.
I'm sending him in a mallet, and we are staying far away.
I'm going all by myself. I don't know how
you don't go when we need you to go.
I'm taking my iPad. Hopefully that'll work. Oh, I know I'm going to be going to work with a hard hat and a mall, and we're going to be hammering out that big old winner of the ugly bathroom contest, and we're going to get a brand-new Kohler Lugstone in there. Got to make sure I know the address yet, but we will be heading down there. And if you're looking for a great new bath or shower remodel, Kohler Services is the place to be. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month only, $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel. And no interest financing for 12 months. You visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote, and you're going to get fast, professional installation. That is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
I just would like to take this opportunity to point out there's a heck of a lot of people here now.
Yeah.
We're packing them in.
The fans are filing
in. It must be the nearly washed in the Cittadella laundry room.
Oh, there's nice lunch, too.
Ooh,
that's why we got Jesse jersey. Down here.
That would explain Jesse's presence.
Jesse, right. I think you should wear the Yelich jersey and go spill some salsa on it just to add one last layer before someone wins this thing at whatever time.
I don't think that's a good idea at all, actually.
Bad idea.
What is a good idea is what you came up with for a game. And we're way behind, but we're going to play it anyway. It's a callback to the good old days. When Tausch wasn't mad at me picking the green sweatshirt, leaving him to wear the Big Bird yellow sweatshirt, which I'm wearing today, you're going to want to stick around for this. A throwback to old school Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch. All right, Jesse, I have good news and I have bad news.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the bad news is I think Cittadella is going to come back on, which is good news.
That is good news.
But it's bad news for you because it's probably going to use up Bonelli.
That's good. I wasn't really prepared today.
Oh, well, I'm glad that it's all good news because you did revive a game that we've played on this show with some acclaim. So I turn it now over to you. For our throwback game that we're going to play.
One of the legendary moments of this show was when Tausch made his debut with the original Tidal Tones Singers back in 2021. And if you don't remember that, like Riley might not have even been born when Tausch did this
Riley's
commercial
more than
back
years.
In the day.
He's more than 4 years old.
So, Jason, I don't know what musical groups we want to compare this to, but you've been like an addition later on into the Tidal Tones.
No, I was there for Cooking with Gas.
You were there for that one?
Yeah, the year before that.
Oh,
was,
so. I didn't realize you were there for that one.
Hey guys.
How are you?
I talked to you once. I called
you did?
I did.
What did you call him about?
What did you call him is the real question.
He is?
Oh.
So.
We do bicker a lot. That's fair.
Oh, it's
nice to meet you.
For those unfamiliar with the commercial back from 2021, here is the inspiration for our game. Riley, take it away.
Gina Della from Pella and the Title Tones. Game day train, take 47.
I'm leaving.
Leaving.
I'm a game day train to Title Tones.
Leaving.
Come on, guys. Roy Wing tells we can do this. How about if we offered Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin fans 12 months, no payments and no interest?
Maybe.
Plus 20% off installation.
That's more like
now we're cooking with gas.
But only through November 30th.
That was it from 2021.
That was probably the gold standard.
One of the all-timers.
Now of our Pella, cooking with gas.
Of our Pella TV spots, that's probably the gold standard.
Now we're cooking with gas.
And it did launch us into the game. Yeah, maybe, or cooking with gas.
Yeah, that's a good game.
So that's what we're going to revive here while we're at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, the Brookfield Experience Center. I'm going to give you, there's been a big set of rankings that have come out for the Green Bay Packers and all NFL teams throughout the course of this week. So we are going to start with the much-acclaimed Bill Barnwell article, which ranks the Green Bay Packers with the 17th best in the National Football League, right at average, the 17th best combination of running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends. The assertion that the Packers are 17th in the NFL, Tausch, meh, maybe, or cooking with gas.
Maybe. I'm not going to poo-poo it, and I think maybe in the past I may have, but I think if you just went tight end, running back, it's a top 10 group. But I think that uncertainty at wide receiver with all of the unproven and with the drops that we saw last year, it's a middle-of-the-pack operation. I don't know anybody that's going to tell you that it's not. Now, does it have the potential to be a lot better? Absolutely it does. But potential gets coaches fired. And this group is going to be kind of the anchor around why this ranking is at 17. So while I would say it's probably a little bit low because I think Josh Jacobs is top five back, and I would say Tucker Kraft is a top 10 tight end, the wide receivers, you could probably make an argument if you're just going one and two guys, are they a top 21-2 tandem? I'd say probably not.
No. And they could be, right? So whoever the two are, whether it's Matthew Golden and an existing guy or two existing guys and Matthew Golden is a complimentary piece – if you have two of the four, top four that are existing that suddenly elevate their games, then maybe you're having that conversation. But right now, as we stand here, that is the group that drags down this grade. That's why they're middle
of
the pack.
So are you meh, maybe, in or
no, I'm maybeing it. Okay. Because, again,
maybe
there's the possibility that they turn out to be really good. I just hate the fact that we've seen so many glimpses of really, really good football, but no consistency from any of them. And that includes Jaden Reed, who has led them in receiving yards and catches each of the first 2 years in the league, but disappeared down the stretch last season.
Yeah.
Next up, Jeremy Fowler ranks Josh Jacobs the sixth best running back in the National Football League. Tausch and I talked a little bit about this the other day. Jason, we'll start with you. Josh Jacobs, number six in the NFL. Man, maybe you're cooking with gas.
Yeah, I saw that ranking. I thought it was a little bit low for him, but you look at the people that are in front of him, it's a little bit hard to make that case. There are a lot of really good backs. There has been a running back renaissance. I would have put him probably fourth. I didn't like McCaffrey being ahead of him coming off of an injury season. So I would say it's a meh take. Because I know that is accurate.
We went through it yesterday. I had him at three or four. Obviously, Saquon is top of the list. And I think the big holdup would be pass catching out of the backfield and explosivity. Those are the two things that I think some of these other backs bring. But from a straight running back standpoint, he's a top five for sure. Mm-hmm. And I would say four.
All right, last up, Seth Walder, ESPN NFL analytics guy.
You love him.
Has graded the offseason for all 32 teams.
Oh, boy.
And he gives the Green Bay Packers a C-plus for their offseason decisions. Meh, maybe, or
C-plus.
Seth cooking with gas, Tausch?
Meh.
Again, I'm banking off of what they see, not what the public wanted. Seth is going off of what the public felt and maybe what the media felt. They felt that O-line and the defensive backfield needed to be addressed. That wide receiver needed to be addressed. They did that. So whether or not they're going to be any good, but just from a addressation of problems that they
addressation.
Felt,
yeah.
They like addressed that. What they felt needed to be addressed. And they did it via the draft and via free agency and by letting some guys go. So if the O-line is markedly better and they're, you know, stouter and they run the football better, you know, they give him more of that yards before contact that we saw with what Philly did, that's a whole different animal. So I think this is a meh.
I'm going to disagree with old boy. I'm going to say it's a maybe.
And maybe. Why.
I don't know how good Aaron Banks is. Now, I would argue that this is what Goody does in free agency. And Nate Hobbs fits this suit as well. He doesn't sign guys to big contracts that have already gotten big contracts and are proven commodities. When he signed Za'Darius Smith, Za'Darius Smith's biggest season was an 8-sack season as a
backup.
How
old is Banksy?
27.
Okay.
He doesn't have as many accolades as I would expect for the number that they gave him.
Sure.
Right? But again, the point that Tausch makes, which is always accurate, is the fact that it's really just a 2-year deal. And after 2 years, they could cut bait with everybody that they sign in free agency.
With everybody.
Or Josh Jacobs, as you've pointed out, too, which is not out of the realm of possibility either.
Yeah.
So, point being, that he may be right in his grade of C+ if Aaron Banks isn't that good. So I'm going to allow for that possibility. One thing that is good.
How do we do this, though, when we don't have any cooking with gas?
We don't have any. Yeah.
We're cooking with gas.
Well, I wrote it.
You can't get us one that we're going to gas up?
I didn't know what you would agree with or not. It's up to you. You have the opinions.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but you should have had an obvious layup.
There should have been an obvious gas cooker.
Being at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin in Brookfield on a beautiful day like this, Tausch, what do you say? Meh, maybe you're cooking with gas.
You know it's cooking with gas. Come on, O'Reilly.
We're cooking with gas.
There we go.
There's Wayne.
And you're also cooking with gas and with your Bucky on your debit card from UW Credit.
Indeed, and for every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you proudly. Serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, T, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I want to keep my banking local. I want member first service. I love great perks, and I love Bucky. You can't say no to that pretty little face. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you can't pay with anything else. Fandom will make you do crazy things, but not this. This just makes sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card like I did. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
A quick whoa, Nelly, and then we will give away some of the prizes here at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center in Brookfield. That's coming up next. It's Wildy and Tausch. Time now for the shortest Woe Nelly in history so we can get Gina Della back on the show.
I was going to talk about the Brewers, but Tausch just met one of his heroes.
You're not supposed to do that.
I try not to. By the way, Ron and the Key, who always, I think his wife has the same birthday as my wife, and he's always reminded me, he's still in the World Series of Poker.
I know.
So I think if he's still in tomorrow, I'm not going to tell you how to do your show when I'm gone. But I was thinking about having him on today.
It's pretty amazing.
That's crazy. You know, it's like 7,000 or 8,000 people, and he's still in it. He's cashed. He's gonna make money out in Vegas.
Tausch just met Up North Joe here at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
And Up North Joe's in a World Series of Poker too.
He is not.
I don't know if Up North Joe is in the World Series. But did you
not?
Before you look at Up North Joe, how old do you think Up North Joe would be?
36.
Yeah.
Okay. I had him as like a 60-year-old.
No, he's friends with Jesse.
So what?
I can't be friends with 60-year-olds.
Like most people that are getting
he's not Jesse's parents'
most
friend
people,
who we met.
Most 30-year-olds don't have their own lake house up in the
Neither
Northwest.
Neither does Jesse, but
it's his family's.
Like
yeah, it's not mine. Definitely not mine.
This is Up North Joe's lake house.
He's done pretty well for himself.
Yeah.
It must be. He's getting a consultation to get some windows.
He's still friends with Jesse.
We'll see if he wins a Christian Yelich jersey.
All right, that's it for Woe Nelly.
Yep.
Gina Della returns to give away some of the great prizes that we're giving away all day long as ESPN Milwaukee, 620 WTMJ.
I mean, Vinny Vitrano is out here.
Yeah, I prefer,
if you can believe that.
Yeah, I prefer his brother.
Okay.
Oh.
Whose kids go to the same school as my kids. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, you learned something new on Wilde and Tausch. More Wilde and Tausch. Wrapping things up, Gina Della of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin joins us to give away some of these fabulous prizes.
She's got to wear the jersey again.
It's Wilde and Tausch. You know how we do that shtick of the...
This jersey does... By the way, Gina, this jersey doesn't smell as bad as you made it.
It does. And I don't know,
I just smell it.
Maybe you're smelling
like
in the wrong spot.
I'm not going to smell the armpits.
Maybe you've gone nose blind.
Good one.
Did you have COVID? Because maybe your nose smell doesn't
maybe
work.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Rejoining us now at the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center is Gina Della of Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin to give away some of the prizes... From all the folks that stopped in, I mean, there has been
a
nice little stream.
I'm very
about 10
pleased.
O'clock. Yes,
because we're not like handing out, you know, free food or Tausch autographs,
cocktails.
You have to come in. And you need windows, and people are actually signing up for their consultations.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, that is game worn. I don't think you
stained.
Fully,
it looks
some
cleaner.
Might say.
Game worn. Yeah, I think.
Why does it look?
Because I think you dumped. I think you accidentally dumped bleach on last.
Oh my god!
Couldn't help yourself.
We're up against the clock. All right,
okay.
Gina, let's see it.
All right. So what we're going to do is pick two winners because we didn't the whole show. So
okay.
The first winner is going to win a pair of Wisconsin Badger tickets versus Iowa, and
four passes to our
two passes to the ESPN
College Game Day event.
So I think Gina, and I don't want to tell you how to do it. Two pairs of four passes to this and two tickets.
No, one. We are dividing that by two.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I am just went over it.
And you're – and this is why –
This is why we let Gina handle.
This is why I wanted you to start.
All right, Gina, handle your business.
And,
that's on me.
You will receive your gift at your appointment from your rep.
Well,
and
you
the
gotta
winner
show up.
Is Frank, who actually just left.
Hey, Frankie.
Frankie.
Good win for Frankie.
Frank, all right.
You don't have to be present to win,
but you have to have
a consultation.
You got to have a consultation.
And I worked with Frank when I was 16 at Chi Chi's. He was the bartender.
He was great.
Chi Chi's.
Okay. Now this is the winner of the jersey that no longer smells and got cleaner
that
from
smells
Christian
better.
Yelich.
Game worn.
Which will be delivered to you at the time of your appointment, and that is Dave Moyle.
The Moylester. Kudos to you, Moylester.
Dave Moyle.
Is Dave here?
That's pretty exciting.
All right, Dave. Good win, Dave.
Thank you, everybody.
You'll receive those prizes when you have your consultation with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We are here. Well, not Tausch and I, but our team is here all day. More shows.
More giveaways.
From here. More giveaways. More prizes. More Gina Della. Even though there's less of Gina Della than there was to us.
Very sleek.
Sleek. I'm loving the word sleek.
I told you should have seen how he was so nervous when I said, "Have you seen Gina?" Because this wasn't you.
Oh, I
you
heard you talking about it.
And he was so nervous. And I was like, "No, she looks fantastic. Sleek.
I'm not going there.
Like a sports car.
I don't. You look amazing, and you are amazing. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. That's it for us.
We'll do it again tomorrow without Tausch, without Jesse, Brian Bulaga, and Riley Yauch will be our cousin subs of the day. I'll be back in Green Bay. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.